famous story of the woman at the well. Now, this Samaritan woman epitomizes someone who was looking for love in all the wrong places. So she knew her religion, but she also clearly experienced rebellion in her heart against God's will regarding marriage, which is why she starts to give our Lord some attitude initially in their conversation. I mean, clearly, this woman's heart had been hardened by many past experiences in life. She thirsted for true love, yet had not found it. She had constantly been disappointed by the men to whom she had entrusted herself, and thus she had no more time for the institution of marriage, or perhaps for her childhood faith. Meanwhile, there was our Lord, who thirsted for her faith and her love. He knew that he was dealing with a broken and hardened heart that was frustrated and hurt. Using the image of living water, he told her that only through having a friendship with him, God himself, her creator, would she ever be ultimately satisfied in her thirst for happiness. You see, the Samaritan woman had a deep thirst, a deep desire, a desire for meaning and purpose, a desire that only God could fulfill, a desire that she had tried to have satisfied through her many immoral relationships, but of which only left her to desiring even more. Again, she had looked for love in all the wrong places. This desire would not be filled from worldly successes, or pleasure, or even human relationships.